Sheriff, borderline bar attacker used .45 handgun with flashlight affixed. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 28, 2018. Ventura County Sheriff Bill Ayoub says the borderline bar and grill attacker used a legally owned gun, shooting 50 rounds to kill 12 people and wound one other on November 7. NPR reported that Ayoub said the handgun had a laser sight and flashlight attached, and the gunman possessed high-capacity magazines. He did not have a concealed carry license. On November 9, Breitbart News reported that the borderline bar and grill was a state-mandated gun-free zone, even barring people with a concealed carry license. So when the borderline gunman illegally carried a firearm inside, he had the advantage of attacking unarmed victims. Sheriff Ayoub noted that no other weapons were discovered on the gunman or at the gunman's home. And he made clear that law enforcement has yet to uncover a motive for the attack. The borderline gunman drew the attention of law enforcement in April of this year. At that time, the Los Angeles Times reported that Ventura County deputies found him to be irate and acting irrationally. Breitbart News reported that a mental health team was sent to evaluate the gunman at that time, and the team chose not to take the gunman into custody. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News, the host of the Breitbart podcast Bullets with A.W.R. Hawkins, and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.